Welcome, and thanks for joining me for this month's podcast. This is Dale Klein, owner Profitable Speech, a sound investment. My business is how you communicate. You're listening to Self-Analysis Builds Success. If you listen to my previous podcast, you know that I discussed that texting is not talking. Specifically, I reviewed why overusing technology potentially sets us up for trouble, how we're leaning toward being alone together, and why we may be sacrificing true communication for connecting. As the basis for my comments, I referenced a TED Talk given by a psychologist. Now that 30 days have elapsed, I hope you've been implementing those guidelines and finding them valuable to you. Recently, I read the Business Review article by contributing writer Jim Blasingame. It was titled, Why Success in Business Favors the Neurotic. Okay, I'll admit the title did catch my eye, so I was compelled to read the content. The essence of the article is about self-examination and taking responsibility for what happens to us, or in this case, what happens in our business. Self-examination tells us it's time to take action. Now, as you listen to this podcast, ask yourself, does this describe you, someone who works for you, or perhaps someone you know? If so, you'll want to listen to this podcast more than once and share it with a person or other people who will benefit. My focus will be on answering the following three questions. Number one, is personal self-examination beneficial in business? Number two, does self-examination mean beating yourself up for what happens? And finally, where's the best place to start self-analysis or self-examination? Okay, let's start by answering the first question, which is personal self-examination beneficial in business? Jim Blasingame refers to having a small business success attitude, which is something that really resonated with me. Furthermore, he goes on to say that personal self-analysis may be the most valuable skill we can employ to become a better person and a better CEO. In a small business, organizational self-analysis and acceptance of what we find is essential to sustained success in the marketplace. Think about how that statement applies to you and to your business. That brings me to the second question, which is, does self-examination mean beating yourself up for what happens? The answer is absolutely not. Now, while for some of us it's quite tempting to take this approach, in the end, it really doesn't lead toward any constructive gains. In fact, it may lead toward cultivating or strengthening a habit that becomes dysfunctional over time. Well, none of us can afford that mistake, so let's nip it in the bud. And that brings us to the third and final question. Where's the best place to start self-analysis or self-examination? Interesting question to ponder. So let's dive in. Mr. Blasingame refers to three important keys to success in business and life as the following. First, take responsibility. Practice self-analysis and seek excellence, not perfection. My take on where to start is to make this a daily habit versus something you do occasionally or when it conveniently fits into your day. Of course, this may mean carving time in your schedule for this task. Next, it's a matter of asking yourself the right questions in order to promote self-growth. Consider the difference between asking yourself, can I do this? Versus, how will I approach this? Or even, what's my first step going to be? Or perhaps, what resources do I need to succeed? An interesting tool I discovered on YouTube is called the Entrepreneur's Mirror. Once again, that is the Entrepreneur's Mirror. It works on the premise that who we are is reflected in our business. This means that our strengths, weaknesses, and personality are all factors worthy of consideration. A good beginning is to commit daily to focusing on one aspect of who you are that you'd like to improve. And based on my experience, doing this will keep you busier than you may at first realize. In closing, I recommend focusing on what you've just heard. It'll go a long way for you. And as you apply these recommendations, you'll begin to notice your level of confidence starting to rise. So ask yourself this: do I want to have a competitive edge? I certainly hope your response is a resounding yes. And the best part is you can start right now. If after hearing this podcast you have questions about your communication or maybe someone who works for you, you're always welcome to contact me for guidance. I'm happy to help. Consider me your communication GPS. Until next month, I wish you profitable speech.